across this channel, it's quite a ways.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if we move...
Can you still see the lights of the city?
It'd be hard to tell.
Huh.
But I think we're still parallel to the shore. I think we at least pulled the bow out and...
Yeah. Okay, it's... Okay, it is December 11th, 2014, and I am in Miami, Florida, the port of Miami, actually, on board a cruise ship called the Costa Mediterranea. Ooh, here comes a boat by. Okay. I am standing on the balcony of my stateroom, which is on deck 5, port side, and it's a nice evening. I don't know what the temperature is. It's probably in the 60s. And we are just departing, or we're supposed to be departing, 11 p.m. It's after 11 now. For Caribbean cruise, and our first stop is going to be Nassau in the Bahamas. So we should get there tomorrow around noon. And then from there we got a day's sail to the Samana Peninsula of the Dominican Republic, which will be our second stop. From there, we go on to the British Virgin Islands and the island of Tortola. And that road town is the capital there, I guess. From there, we continue east, southeast to Antigua. St. John's is the capital. And then to Guadeloupe, which is a French-owned territory, and that's probably the furthest southeast we're going to go. I think it's still in the Leeward Islands of the Lesser Antilles. Ship makes a turn, come back, and we stop at St. Martin, which is an island shared by the Dutch and the French. And from there, we sail to Freeport in the Bahamas before returning to Miami. So it's 11 days altogether and 7 ports. This is a Costa, and it's an Italian ship, although it's owned by the Carnival Corporation. So many of the cruise lines are all owned by, you know, one or two different cruise corporations. But it's got a lot of Europeans. It came from Europe on a repositioning cruise from the Mediterranean to the Caribbean for the winter months. And so a lot of people on board are European, a lot of Italians, of course, a lot of French, I hear a lot of German spoken. And, of course, some Americans, not as many as you used to. So, should be interesting. Yeah. Hoping to have some opportunities to swim in the Caribbean. Temperatures should be around the low 80s, which is around 28 Celsius. So, nice weather. A lot of fun on the ship. It's a pretty big ship. It holds 2,600 passengers and over 900 crew members. Not quite as big as some of the ships I've been on, but it's good size. So, dinner tonight was interesting because the menu was written in Italian, and then they had a short blurb about what the foods were in English, which made about as much sense as the Italian. My friend Dave, who's traveling with me here, ordered rooster. I've never seen that on an American menu. Usually rooster is kind of tough meat that they put in soup. In this country, anyhow. I had fish. Hake, which is not one you see too often on menus either. But yeah. Well, I don't know how much opportunity I'll be able to post on the cruise. It depends upon whether I can find Wi-Fi or not. I was going to try to do this in stereo, then I realized, wait a minute, I haven't got a way to record in stereo on my iPhone 6. I brought my iPhone 4S along, which I could put a Tascam on, but then that doesn't have cellular coverage, so I have to find Wi-Fi. And although there's Wi-Fi on the ship, it's very, very expensive. It would cost a fortune just to upload one audio boom. So, anyway, I won't belabor this. I'll try to post when I can. So, from the port of Miami, in Dade County, Florida, this is Rick Wilkinson, the Cribbage Icon, saying bon voyage, or au revoir, or what do they say in Italian? Buonasera. Talk to you later.